Would we choose to pull adversity into our life? The answer to that is, most people would say no. Most people would say no. What seemed like an adversity became an advantage. Do you want to flick the next slide on for us? Thank you. What's on the other side of adversity? Transformation. We cannot go through a period of adversity without being transformed. And that transformation can be for the good or the better. Some people say they don't they? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I'm not too sure about that because I think it depends upon your attitude to the situation. I'm sure there could be many other people who wouldn't have responded like Amy did. But this is the beauty of Christianity, is that there is hope for transformation. That no matter what the adversity that comes into our life, God's promised to us that out of that adversity, he can make us shine like stars in the universe. That when people look at us, they see hope. Because we're living examples of a transformed life in Christ. God's promise to his people is that the other side of adversity is hope. So, in the light of God's word this week, what can we do about it? How can we apply it to our life this week? Well, the first thing of all is, as I look out, I know some of your stories, but I'm learning in my life that actually we don't really know anything about anybody. We think we know something about somebody else's life. Not a clue. We haven't got a clue at what's happening inside somebody's life. So I know this morning that some of you are in a period of adversity. And you don't know whether you're at the beginning of it, you don't know whether you're at the middle, or you don't know whether you're at the end. The question I think that God would say to you this morning is, how are you going to respond to that adversity? Because you have a choice. You have a choice. I have a choice. We can choose to wallow in that adversity, or we can choose to say, God, how are you going to transform me to be a shining light for you through this adversity that's come into my life? Is that an easy statement? No. That's a very brave, courageous thing to ask. The second thing is that we can be God's light to others that are in adversity. You will know somebody. You'll work with somebody. You'll be next door to somebody. And in this next 7 days, what can you do to be God's light in that person's adversity? Do you know what it might take? Is a cup of tea. It might take a listening ear. It might take a bunch of flowers. It might just take a note. It might just take a phone call. You know, sometimes what it doesn't take is a track through the door. Or a Bible study. Because sometimes we can be God's light by just being close to someone. In the next 7 days, I am sure that every one of us will have an opportunity to do that. The question again is, will we choose? Will we choose to do it? What lies on the other side of adversity? Hope and transformation. Let's put the last quote up. I love this. I found this quote and I thought that this is a really great way to close God's word today. Sometimes events that lead us bereft of anything but grief just happen for no other reason than happenstance. A car turns left instead of right. A train is missed. A call comes too late. And the real test of our humanness is whether, in the light of that knowledge, we are ever able to recover. When we again find our way, despite the inability to manufacture deeper meaning in that suffering, I think that's when God smiles upon us, proud in the strength of his creation. Let's pray. God, I pray that today for all of us in this room, that there are some adversities that only you know about. And I pray for strength for those people that are going through those, Father, wherever they may be, whether it's an adversity that's just come upon them or an adversity that they've been in for years or something that's just passed. God, that you would give us strength to ask the question which says, how are you going to transform me? How is my life going to be better because of this adversity that's come into my life so that I can shine like a light for you? I pray for all those people, Father, you would give them strength this morning. Remind them, God, of the hope of transformation in you. The greatest hope of all was the resurrection. What adversity that you went through, Jesus. But it was transformed. Something of beauty came out of something that was ugly. I pray, God, that we would have that intestinal fortitude to have the guts to say, God, in the midst of this unfairness and uncertainty and horrible situation, how can you transform this into something good? I pray, Father, that our eyes would be open this next week as we meet people and talk with people and just be... That you would open our ears and whisper in and say, here's somebody.